Lonzo owed him or something. And he had some little ones. He got some little ones just like that. And he showed a little one like that to me. He said that gopher was 7 years old. Little gopher like that.
Grow slow, don't
they? Yeah, they slow growing. Yes, sir, you wouldn't believe, but absolutely so. Yes, sir. It's a slow growing thing, a gopher here. I'm telling you.
Talking about those, we were talking about insects. Do you have any kind of insect around here you know bad about getting any clothes and eating holes in them?
Moths, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they awful bad. I had one of my suits I noticed was a pretty old suit. Son of a gun got in there and eight holes in my suit. Mm. Yeah.
You know, you were talking about things that you don't see too much anymore than you used to. One thing that I've noticed is that at night you don't know these insects that blink on and off.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. We call them lightning bugs.
Right. I don't see you, any of those.
No. But Jim, I don't know how long it's been, but you know one thing? I thought something was going to happen. I didn't. First time I ever seen them like that since I was a kid growing up, you know. They was running here just everywhere you look. Yes, sir. Lightning bugs, but you disappeared. And you see no more lightning bugs. But my wife asked me, she said, what in the world going to happen? When the last time we saw these many lightning bugs? It was all over the place out there. Just making a light. And they disappeared. I ain't seen no more lightning bugs.
Well, you know, when I was driving out here, I saw a lot of these things flying on the road. They had kind of a long, thin body, you know? And the wings were transparent. You could see through them. The ones I know about usually stay around ponds, you know, like they light on your fishing boat and you got the jigglers get them on.
Yeah. Is that
the same thing? I thought they stayed around water mostly.
But they stay away from water, though. But you can get that same type of thing. The same type. But those that out on the hill and stuff, he's yellow. He's kind of yellow, but he feeds around these ponds and things. That's what you would call a mosquito hawk.
Uh-huh. But you see those away from water too.
Yeah. You see them away from water too. Hit some. It's some brown ones or black ones, whatever you call them. Then there's some yellow ones. It's two types of them, you know. It's some yellow ones too. Just like those that hang around these. But it's not too many of those things now. There's not plenty. Mosquito hawk. Now you take when we was kids. It late in the evenings, in the summertime, they would fly around and catch gnats. Those things, mosquito hawks would. They got a big, look like his head is all eyes, you know.
Right.
That's right. Yeah, we figured they was catching gnats, you know. They just fly all around, but you don't see them. They're plentiful no more now.
Have you ever heard of a big mosquito?
Hmm?
Have you ever heard of eating mosquitoes? I was just wondering if that's the reason they call them a mosquito hawk, because they eat mosquitoes.
They might. It might be what they was eating, but we thought they was eating gnats. They would only come plentiful. They just fly all over the whole place in the evening, but you don't. They don't do that no more now. We kids coming up, if you join my time coming up now, you sitting in here, sure, you wouldn't see nothing but mosquito hawks. Woo, there's plenty of them flying all over the place out there. We thought it was eating gnats, you know. That's what we thought we was getting. But they got